Hello, everyone. It's the Film and Everything podcast. I'm back with Josh today. We're talking over Skype, trying out the new format. We're going to be reviewing Bad Boys for Life. Josh, if you can hear me, say hello.
Hello.
Say hello to all the fans. By the way, guys, just what we want to say, thank you. Our 1917 review is doing really well on YouTube and on the audio formats, especially YouTube. YouTube has been really bumping up a lot, especially with that one. So we really appreciate you guys checking it out, and we hope you enjoy it. We're going to be doing another one. We got Bad Boys tonight, and then well, I don't know what we're doing next. I think we kind of want to do just kind of wing in and talk one about all the Star Wars stuff going on. Then we have a lot of things we want to talk about, and we've been playing a lot of Modern Warfare as well. I kind of want to get into that too. But yeah, just thank you guys for, you know, checking out the video. Really happy you guys enjoyed it, and so tonight we're going to talk Bad Boys for Life, the long-awaited sequel to Bad Boys 2. Bad Boys 2 was in 2003, so it's been a really long time, and the first Bad Boys was 1995. So we're talking like 25 years since the first one. It's a long time. So Bad Boys for Life, the movie's been, you know, up and down. It's been bouncing around a lot with the studios. We weren't really sure if it was going to get made or not, you know, and it finally did, which is really weird that it's actually out now and we saw it because we've been waiting so long for it. It's making a lot of money. I'm looking here. It's already over $100 million. It's at a $90 million budget. Let's see what we got here. I know it's doing really good for a January release. $101 million plus worldwide release. So it's probably hitting around $200 million, which is really good for a January release. It's very very impressive. Oh no, yes. So 73 million 4 day after the 4 day release, and 101 million worldwide. So yeah, almost 200 million. It's doing really well. The fans are liking it. Even the critics are liking it. Critics never really been one to like Bad Boys. So with that being said, because this one was bounced around from a few directors, I know Joe Carnahan was going to do it. We were actually talking about this the other day. Joe Carnahan was going to do it. Then he stepped out due to creative differences between him and Will Smith and the studio. He had a different... He does get a story by credit on this for the overall fundamental concept of it, but he does say a lot changed with the ending, and his ending, he said, is the best ending he's ever written. We'll never really know now, which is very interesting. We kind of knew this going into the movie, and it's something that we're definitely going to talk about once we enter the spoiler section, and about what happens at the end of this movie and what's the future going to be like with Bad Boys and all that. And yeah, there's a lot of interesting things about this movie that I want to get into, but that should be for spoilers. So, Josh, go ahead. What did you think of Bad Boys? Did you enjoy it? Where do you stand on this one after so long?
I really enjoyed it. I mean, it's Bad Boys. I mean, it's such a fun movie, the first two. And also, like, I thought this was going to be, like, the final one. I thought they were going to end it, send it off. And know, like, after what? Like, how many years has it been? So I thought, okay, they're going to send it off. That's it. Give it a proper ending.
They are older now. They're in their 50s.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The movie was good. I mean, the story, there was a few things. I was a little like, oh, I was like, okay. It has some good twist.
Yeah. Yeah, the story does take some good turns, for sure.
But there was, like, one thing that really bothered me. And I was kind of like, oh, man, they shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
But the movie was fun. I had a good time. Will Smith was great. Martin Lawrence, like, the beginning is a little rough. The beginning, you have to, like yeah, it's building. The little, it's like, you know, getting, like the story set up.
But yeah.
Because I feel like the acting was a little off in the beginning.
Yeah, then, the first act is a little, it's a little rough. I don't want to say choppy, but... You can tell they're trying to get the gears going after so long.
Because you can tell that Mario Lawrence was a little off, but then he got back in his groove, like, you know, he got, like, back in it. Doesn't he? He hasn't acted in so long.
Yeah, he was supposedly out of retirement, and he came out of retirement for this film. And again, they've been trying to make this movie happen for a long time. And Martin Lawrence, I was a little worried about him. I think we talked about it on the podcast before. I was a little worried about him. Yeah. I wasn't sure if he was going to pull it off. It's been so long. Like, if he was going to be out of it. And he, honestly, he steals the show in this one. He has some great scenes. He's really funny. This movie's actually really, really funny. And it they is. Still got it. It. They really yeah, because do still
they,
got it.
Yeah, because they were trying to stay true to the Michael Bay format.
Yeah, this is which, the first time we surprising. Don't have the Bayham.
Yeah. No Bayham well, it's like a good, but also a bad.
Yeah. It's especially with Michael Bay's movies lately.
Yeah, because the problem with Michael Bay is that you don't know what type of Bay you're going to get. Are you going to get like a 13-hour Michael Bay, or are you gonna get like a Six Underground?
Yeah,
just cutting every 3 seconds.
Six Underground was really messy. That one was hard to keep up with.
No, like yeah, like my eyes were hurting because they kept cutting so many times. It was very like, just I don't know. It just like it just didn't really make any sense, the whole movie.
Yeah, I had no idea what happened in that movie. I think there's like a lazy, and then there's like Michael Bay trying. There's like two versions of him. Lately, he hasn't really been trying, I guess. Maybe they're just giving him too much freedom.
Yeah, because his last one was 13 hours. And I thought that was a good Michael Bay.
Yeah. 13 hours was solid.
Yeah, because I think that was his last good one.
Yeah, his last Transformers movies were awful.
Oh, yeah.
But with this one, I guess it kind of makes sense not being Michael Bay. But at the same time, it's like,
you want that yeah, Michael Bay in there.
It would have been nice. It would have been nice.
Because
but
there were some shots.
There is a cool cameo that I respect in this one.
Because there are some shots that are trying to be like Michael Bay. It's like only he can pull off those shots.
Yeah, this movie's definitely missing that style Michael Bay, that Miami style.
The movie loses like a point for me just because like it wasn't filmed in Miami, which is kind of disappointing.
It was filmed in Miami for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, but you can tell those the main parts.
Yeah, you could tell it wasn't when the movie's filmed in Miami, and we saw 1 and 2 after seeing 3, just to get ready for this review. And I'm glad we did because you can really catch the Miami vibe when watching those movies because it was filmed there. You know where they're at, you know, Little Haiti or Okeechobee Airport. When they're at the beach, you feel it. You know they're on location. With this movie, a lot of scenes and shots, especially at the end of the first act, or actually it's in the middle of the first act that we'll talk about in spoilers because we can't talk about it now. But there's a certain scene that it's a good scene. I didn't see it coming, but it kind of got pulled back for me just because there's some scenes and shots in this that it seems very cheap. The movie seems kind of cheap. It seems, I don't know, like if there's some sort of green screen going on.
Yeah.
There's some awkward shots here that you can tell. It's just missing that Michael Bay style. I don't even want to get into the action or his craziness or anything, but just his style that he puts when he's filming in Miami. And that's what Bad Boys is. It's definitely missing that here.
Yeah, because they were trying to capture that Miami feel, and I just couldn't see it. I didn't feel it. Like, I didn't feel the Miami in the film.
Yeah.
I felt like you could tell it was filmed somewhere else. You can tell it was just, like,
just
wasn't, you know, like, Miami. Which is, it's a shame. Right? I get it, considering it's, like, very expensive to film here.
Yeah, that's the thing. Miami, with the whole tax thing and all that, but other than that, though, I was really surprised with this movie. I actually really enjoyed it. I thought it was really funny. Story-wise, for the most part, it's pretty solid. The story does kind of get a little ridiculous. The story goes a little too far, I think. I think just before the third act, the movie was actually doing really well. You know, for the character motivations and why they're coming back and, you know, it's kind of like the dynamic of Martin Lawrence retiring. He wants to retire, and because they are older now, so that is that topic of discussion for them, and I really enjoyed that part of it. The first act is a little rough. It's a little weird. I was a little worried going through it. The movie does start picking up, and it honestly does start getting really fun. It's not a short movie either. It's like 2 hours long. But the story does take a turn where it's like, do we have to go there? And it's something that we'll talk about in spoilers, because in my opinion, it seems like they're trying to go in this Fast and Furious route, in the sense of how that whole universe or dynamic is going with the franchise. I don't agree with it here, because it's confirmed already all over social media, like Bad Boys 4 is in development. So I don't know how I feel about that, especially with how this ends and everything. But the movie overall is a solid. I was impressed. It's a
fun movie. It was fun. It was a really good movie.
And Martin Lawrence steals the show. Will Smith, I thought, did really well. I like where they were going with his character. Again, the story was doing really well to a certain point where I thought they overdid it. I don't think it was necessary. But other than that, Will Smith was actually really good in this, because I haven't really liked him in his past couple of movies. I thought he was really good in this as Mike Lowry. Martin Lawrence was really good. It's good to see old faces back, some cameos that I actually really liked. You can tell they wanted to honor the first two and, you know, show respect for it. And I think they did that in some ways. I think they did that really well. There's some funny, good callbacks in this too, to the first two. So I think it's really cool to see that.
I was just a little disappointed that Gabriel Union wasn't in the movie.
Yeah, there's no Gabriel Union in this at all. My guess, they said it was something with the story that they couldn't really fit into the story. My guess is because they're doing that TV show. She's doing that Bad Boy spinoff in L.A., and it's called L.A. Life or something like that. And it's about her character from Bad Boys going to L.A., being a cop over there, an FBI agent. So I think they didn't want to interfere with that storyline.
It just sucks.
It sucks. Because if that show probably wasn't going on, I think they would have brought her back in this.
Yeah, because
She was missing here, definitely. Yeah. If she had came back, I think that really would have been the icing on the cake for this movie. And especially the story. That would have been really fun to see. The last movie, because that is another issue I kind of had with that as well, that we'll get into in spoilers, but it kind of has like that Transformers 3 effect where it's like Megan Fox is not there anymore, and they kind of mention it for 2 seconds, and then they keep moving along, like if you just don't remember about her. I kind of get that sense here, but the movie is really, it's really fun. It's really fun. The action, is okay. I mean, the fact that the movie's fun and funny, I think it helps the movie a lot, because the action, there's some good moments of action in this, but for the most part, the action seems a little off to me. I don't know. Again, some parts looked a little cheaper than others, like the camera work, the green screen. There's like a lot of like green screen in parts that it seems a little weird.
Yeah, you can tell it's like green screen.
Yeah, and it kind of threw me off. But the action is okay. There are some cool action scenes in this that I really enjoyed. Again, very, you know, it's a small amount, but the comedy was great. At first, it was a little rough around the edges, but once the movie starts picking up, I think it was great. Like, I was actually having a lot of fun with it. I kind of caught myself laughing a lot of times. And, it's a solid sequel. I would have liked the ending to be different. We'll get into that in spoilers, but it's a fun movie. It's honestly a really fun movie, a good sequel. It's a solid sequel. Definitely not disappointed. It was more surprising for me than a lot of movies. I was really surprised by this. It was one of the more impressive movies I've seen, especially sequels, after such a long time. I think it was a solid sequel. I don't know, anything else that you want to add on it before we probably give our our ratings and jump to spoilers?
Would you want to like rank all three?
Oh yeah, where would you rank all three of them?
I don't know. I have to say number one is my favorite, just because it's a classic 90s.
Yeah, one is definitely a classic.
Like, it's so, like the part where like Will Smith is chasing the car, the slow motion. It's such a classic.
There's some classic scenes in it. It's just like, that's a 90s action movie, you know.
And that was such a good movie. I have to say one. I think it's like 1, 2, and 3. Cause two. I mean, I know it's a long. It's like, what, 2.5 hours, right?
Yeah. Two is Michael Bay. That's Michael Bay going all out.
Yeah, but it's long. But you had some good action, like the highway with the cars.
Yeah,
stuff. It was funny. That one was funny. Like there's some good funny scenes. I was laughing when saw it again. Like when he takes the pill.
Yeah.
The captain's house, like that was just an amazing
scene. Great scene. Yeah, that was hilarious.
And of course, Reggie.
Yeah, the Reggie scene.
There's some like classic scenes in two. Gabriel Union is in that one, and that was a good, like, yeah, I think two. Yeah, 1, 2, and 3. That's how I'd rank them.
I'm kind of on the same boat too. I'm like at 1, 2, and 3. That's kind of like my order. One, there's something about it, the aesthetic and everything. It's just so great. It's great.
It's so Miami.
Like, the villains are not amazing in these movies, like in any of them, but that's fine because I just really enjoy the buddy cop part of it, and it's just fun movies to watch.
And it's fun. And the captain, I feel like the captain's a lot more funny in two.
Oh, the captain's
a lot more funny in two.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'm at the same point.
Yeah,
I'll say now.
One, two.
It's at 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, because one is such a classic. When it just has so many good action scenes in that one.
Yeah, and it's interesting because this one is one of the better reviewed critically than the other two. Let me see.
Yeah, on the critics, gave like in the 24%. I think. Yeah.
Let's see.
But critics never really like Michael Bay movies.
Bad Boys for Life, it's at 75% critics. It's at 97 audience score. That is impressive. And let's see, Bad Boys. Let's see the first one. Let's see, Bad Boys 1. Let me go back here. So, Bad Boys 1 is at a 43% critic score, 78% audience score.
Yeah, but I think that was during that time. I think there was other buddy cop movies that are out.
Oh, yeah. There was Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, like Lethal Weapon and stuff.
I think there was another one. I just can't remember the name. I can't remember. But then we have Bad Boys 2, 23% critics. 78% audience, so it's been pretty consistent. And then we got Bad Boys for Life, where it's up there. 75% critics, 97% audience. And I kind of want to watch it again, you know?
Yeah.
And just kind of give it that final evaluation after, because we saw 3 and then we saw 1 and 2 back to back when we got home. So we had a lot of Bad Boys that night. It was pretty funny.
Solid trilogy.
Yeah, we saw the whole trilogy in one day. But, I don't know why. That's kind of like where I'm at with it. I'm at 1, 2, and 3 in that order. Because, I don't know, this movie, it could have easily been really bad. I thought it was going to be in the beginning.
Yeah, I was kind of worried. I was really worried about it.
Yeah, but then it brought me back. It brought me in, and it was a lot of fun. What would you give this movie? What would you rate it?
I guess an 8.
Yeah, right. Like an 8 for like in the scale of a fun action movie, it's like at an 8, right?
Yeah, like, and also too, it's Bad Boys. I love Bad Boys. I'm like a huge fan of Bad Boys, so and I love all the little callbacks to 1 and 2.
Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't try to, like, you know, just like forget about those movies.
Yeah, they really honored the first two.
Yeah, they really honored the first two. And
there's a lot of fun cameos, and
yeah, the cameos were really good. The comedy was like the comedy was great.
Yeah,
Mario Lawrence was honestly, like, I think he really stole it in this movie.
Yeah,
like, he really did good.
I did not expect that, but he really did steal the show. He really did. And he was the last one I thought that would.
Yeah, he was funny. He was funny.
And then, and Will Smith did really good as well. I mean, it was nice to see him back.
Yeah, it was Bad Boys. Like, they're back.
Yeah, which is great.
It was just a little, you know, like the story. There were some things I didn't like.
And I do want to get into that in spoilers, because there's some things. There's definitely some things that I'm like, eh. So we should get into that. I'm gonna give it an 8 as well. Under that scale of it's a fun, it's a fun Bad Boys movie. It's a solid sequel. It's, you know, hilarious. The action is good for the most part. There's some parts that, again, I was a little iffy on. It looked weird. It was a little cringy. But the movie in whole, I had a lot of fun. I was laughing, and the action, and you're just laughing the whole time through, which is honestly great, you know? So we both give it 8s. And I guess let's just jump into spoilers. Let's get it out of the way. Spoilers, guys. We're going to go into spoilers right now. You can always leave and come back. If you want to stick around, even better. So we're going to get into spoilers right now. So, what should the first thing... the Michael Bay cameo I thought was awesome.
Yeah.
Love that. I love seeing him in it. I thought that was great. I love, like, it's kind of respecting him. He brought the first two and, you know, he brought it together. I like the Reggie being the one marrying the daughter.
Yeah, I was kind of confused that they forgot about the two other kids.
Yeah, like the sons and everything, they kind of weren't there. I think they just kind of sidelined them, like you don't even have to see them.
Or maybe in the background.
Yeah, because really the only time you see the family, it's like I think in the... Oh, but no, yeah, there's scenes at the house too.
Yeah, yeah, they're
there's scenes at the house in this one, but they're not at the house.
Oh, yeah, no, in this one, no. On part 3.
Yeah, so I don't know.
It was weird.
But Martin Lawrence is a grandpa in this. It's Reggie's. Reggie marries the daughter, and that's hilarious because it's from Bad Boys 2, so that's a great little callback.
Yeah.
What else in spoilers that we can talk about? I guess we should jump into the ending because we kind of don't like the ending.
Well, I was the one thing I didn't like, I mean, it was a good twist, but I thought a shot weird was the Will Smith thing when he gets shot.
Yeah, so in the first act, Will Smith gets shot, which I did not see that coming.
Yeah, which is surprising because in the trailer, they actually did it different. It was like him in the car.
Yeah.
He was like aiming. So I thought that was cool. They didn't want to show that in the trailer.
Yeah, they could have easily spoiled that if they wanted to, and they didn't. It was solid.
Yeah, that was a good twist, but the only thing about that twist, I mean, I can see why it was shot weird, because obviously you can't film that in South Beach, because that would be all over Twitter. You know, if you film that in South Beach, like Twitter will be going crazy, like showing Will Smith on the floor of blood.
Definitely. Because, yeah, when like that whole scene, you can tell it was in Miami, and the second he gets shot, there was like this weird camera movement, and like the background, like the screen was really weird. It looked like it was green screen. And yeah, it kind of got a little weird there, but I guess that's probably
why. But it was good
why.
Though. But that was a good scene though. But I thought it was just shot weird because obviously you can tell they had to film two different things there for spoilers, so don't get spoiled.
No, they could have maybe tried to work around it a little bit, but I think they wanted to avoid the spoilers.
I mean, South Beach, you know how many people have their phones out?
Oh yeah, they were taking pictures the whole time.
Yeah, so you see Will Smith.
But I like that shocking moment. That was a good little twist there. I really like that one. The second twist would be, I guess, the Captain Howard getting shot and dying.
But that was a good twist, but the ending kind of ruined it for me.
Yeah, the ending just undermines that because he gets shot by, you know, the villain who is hunting down all these people that supposedly killed his father and betrayed his mother. So it's kind of like this revenge story. Turns out it's Will Smith's son, and we find out this whole backstory about Will Smith.
Which it didn't make much sense.
Yeah, it was right when he got into the force.
Because in Bad Boys 1, they've been boys for 6 years. That's really a line, the first Bad Boys. They've been friends for 6 years. So
they were already partners for 6 years, so that's a long time.
Yes, how old was he?
Yeah, when he was undercover. He was like 15.
Yeah. So it didn't really. It was a little weird, that backstory, but
yeah, I think
the son thing I didn't really like, I mean, yeah, it was a good twist, but the thing is, I didn't like the fact that he survived. I thought he should have died. Just yeah. because he shot Howard, he shot the captain. Look, he shot him in the head.
Like right on the neck. Clean shot.
Yeah, I didn't like the fact that he survived, and now he's trying to become a good guy.
That's where they're heading to, that Fast and Furious route, where it's like, yeah, now... Yeah. We're going to start recruiting new people of the Bad Boys family. And, you know, they're trying to set up this whole other, like, for a future generation thing. I don't like it.
I didn't like it because
the captain's death. Because I thought, okay, like, I didn't like it when I saw it. I was like, oh, wow, like, okay, I'm shocked. But really, like, I love that character.
It was sort of like a Terminator Dark Fate with John Connor there.
Yeah, they're just setting up the future generation.
Yeah, which... Again, I didn't really like. I mean, it was a good twist, but the ending kind of ruins that for me because the son should have not have lived. There's no way.
Yeah, because you start to see the intentions, you know, then the ammo team is taking over. So they're just trying to set up this future generation. Whereas, I think if you were gonna kill him off, you can't let the son be redeemed after killing the captain, one of our favorite characters. Yeah, and then try to set up a future generation and have the captain replaced already. By one of the new characters, where it's like, okay, now I see your intentions, rather than if they killed the captain, the villain is defeated, the story ends nicely, and like just finish the trilogy off there. Because even the ending kind of ended quick, and it didn't really feel like a send off, it just kind of ended. And they're definitely just kind of baiting it for the next one.
And I think that's where the original. What was his name?
Carnahan, he said that he had an ending where. It was gonna like just end it. Like he had no intentions of people returning or anything, and Will Smith had a lot of creative differences with him, and it kind of makes me wonder, like, because this movie, like,
is
most
this
of the story
like,
is heavily on Will Smith. On Will Smith. It's all about Will Smith.
So is that his input? Was that his input? Did he want more? Because he did do that for Suicide Squad. He did. Yeah. He did want more scenes of his character.
Yeah, because the story, for the most part, was good. I kind of get, because Mike Lowry was always, like, a hothead and everything, and Martin Lawrence was always just trying to be, like, away from all that. So the story, at first, made sense to me. I was like, okay, I like this. And then him kind of, like, losing control. But then when it really got into him having a son, and he was undercover in Mexico, I was like, oh, now you guys are just jumping the gun here. I thought it could have just been, like, a revenge story from one of the villains in the first two movies.
Yeah.
Or something, keep it, you know, but they really wanted to make it personal about him having a kid, and they kind of lost me there. Then I thought, when the mom shot the kid, I was like, okay, he's going to die here. I'll take that. That's a good move. But then he survives. Then they do the whole Fast and Furious. He's in jail. Post-credit scene, Will Smith is like, I got a job for you. It could help you, you know,
lower your sentence.
And it's like, oh man, they're doing the whole Fast and Furious
but it's like, I don't like this character just because he shot the captain. He literally killed a classic.
He killed so many people. How are we supposed to like him?
He killed the captain. That's the one that I cared about.
Yeah, for sure. And now it's like we're supposed to like him now because he's Will Smith's kid and he just decided to be good out of nowhere.
Even though
he didn't know better, but if he had died, I think that would have made the ending even better. But he lives, and then it's like, that's going to be awkward in the next one now, because I'm pretty sure what's going to happen is Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, they're going to be like more of like the background characters, and they're going to introduce the new generation, and then they're going to do the whole same crap like all these other movies, and I'm not for it. They should have wrapped it up and ended it here.
Yeah.
And I wonder what happened there. You know, I think Sony is just trying to, and 4 is already in development.
Well, I think it's something to do with Will Smith. I think he wanted to keep it going because Will Smith is trying to do a comeback right now. So I feel like I don't think he wanted to end the Bad Boys trilogy. Maybe. I think he wanted to keep it going, and I feel like that's why he clashed with the story.
Because
the story does feel. Yeah, so I feel like the story is mostly evolved around him,
It makes you wonder.
So was the whole son thing your idea? Did you want to have that just so that you can have more character for your, like more scenes of you?
Yeah.
So.
That was interesting. Because I was like, oh, okay, now they're really going in about that. I was like, really? Because Will Smith has, like, an ex-girlfriend in this from the ammo team, so it's not Gabrielle Union. The one time he mentions Gabrielle Union, he's like, oh, when I broke up with your sister? So it's like, okay. Because that would have actually been a really nice ending if Gabrielle Union was in this, they get married or something, and they're just, that's it, like, they're retired.
It, like, yeah, it's like, that's it.
He decides to have a family and just settle down, because since that's what the kind of point of this movie is about, like, him just, letting that go and settling down.
The trailers did kind of imply this is the final one.
Oh, yeah. One last time.
Yeah, so again, I was kind of like,
Fast and Furious did that, too. Fast and Furious, remember, one last ride. And then here we are with, like, three more movies.
Yeah,
so
it's
a good money grab. It's a cash grab, for sure.
Yeah.
Because it is making great money right now.
Yeah.
So it's working. But I'm not all for the whole Fast and Furious crap
because
that they're trying to do.
You could have done Gabrielle Union as a captain of the ammo team.
Yeah, she got promoted.
Yeah. You could have done something like that. Or
it could have literally been that they broke up because Will Smith was still being whatever.
Yeah, but he wants to add a whole new character. I was like, oh, wait, what about Gabrielle Union? Like, that's,
they kind of did a Transformers 3 there.
Yeah.
For sure. Which is kind of stupid.
Yeah, so I was kind of disappointed they didn't finish off the trilogy. Cause, I mean, I really wanted to end.
Yeah,
I thought that was a nice send off.
The ending was good, but there was no send offs. And it's like, oh, they're going to keep going. So it's like, how much farther are they going to go with this? They have to do the sequel right away because they're getting older.
Yeah, and plus, now I'm curious about what this other guy had. Like, well, how was he going to end it? Because he was going to end it. So
now he was going to end it, supposedly.
Wait, so now he had this ending, but then Will Smith, I guess.
And the studio, and the studio.
So I don't know. Did Will Smith kind of change their minds?
I don't know.
Because,
he
has done that before, like, with movies. So, I mean, I don't know. Because I can see him wanting to do more. It's easy money.
Yeah,
and it brings in all the money in the box office, so I can see him wanting to keep doing more.
I don't know, and they are working on it already, and you already know they're gonna greenlight it soon because
it's gonna probably come out next year. What do you know? They're probably gonna start filming
2 years. 2 years. They have to start ASAP though because they're not getting any younger.
Yeah, the movie's not going it's not gonna take long for it to come out.
I just don't know where the story can go from here, because Martin Lawrence, like, his kind of character arc made sense here. Mike Lowry's character arc made sense. So it's like, if you're gonna do another one, it's kind of like teasing the end, and then, oh no, there's more. So it's like, where do they go from here?
Hopefully, 4 they decide to really end it. I hope so, because
they can't. 4 might be them kind of in the background. And then bring in the new team.
Yeah, but who wants to see that, though?
Yeah, nobody's going to want to see that. That's the problem. But these studios always think that we want to see that. In reality, we don't.
Until they fuck it up.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, because this one, they teased the ammo team, but they didn't really show them that much.
Yeah, they were just there. So I was fine with that. It could have been a nice ending. You let them know, like, okay, ammo team's got this, blah, blah, blah. They're retired. Everybody's happy. Great, blah, blah. But now they're just trying to, like,
hopefully they put Gabrielle Union in the next one. Hopefully.
Yeah, she doesn't show up at all.
Because you can do something funny with him with that new captain, and her.
Yeah, I don't know now because it'll basically be like Fast Five or something where
that's the thing.
He has the other girlfriend, and then Michelle Rodriguez comes back, and it's like
the ending. They should have ended it. They should have finished off the Bad Boys.
I
would have been
surprised.
Nice.
I wouldn't be surprised if the studio's kind of like, hey, guys, this could be our Fast and Furious. Look at Fast and Furious.
But the thing is,
sure Will Smith would agree to that. He can be like the Vin Diesel of the franchise.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's like, how much are you going to do, though, like of them?
If they squeeze out one more, I think it's unnecessary. They could get away with it, but if they try to do more than that, it's just going to...
If they go for 5 or 6...
Yeah,
that's right. That's it.
Because I thought with 3, I was like, man, this, and it worked. Like, I was a little skeptical
because it was so many years after the 2. So so this is long, you know, we've been like waiting for a long time for this. Overdue.
But it worked. It definitely worked for the most part. Just and those it could little have ended issues. It they easily. It felt like if it was gonna, like this was the ending. But then they just start like,
Yeah, because I don't know why. I feel like the third act was changed because the first half of the movie was about like one last time, one last time. Let's go. Come on, Marcus. Like one last time. We got to stop this guy. And the third act, that whole thing, Will Smith, that's his son.
Yeah, that reveal. I knew it was going to be somebody important, but I was like, oh, his son? That's so random.
Yeah, because I thought, I don't know why I thought this, because in part two, the guy had a daughter. The Vargas. The
yeah.
Vargas? No, what was his name? The villain in part two.
I don't remember his name.
The villain from part two, he had a daughter, so I assumed that was the daughter of that villain from part two. That's what I thought.
Right, like something like that.
Yeah, and that's it. But no, it was like a story that we never even heard of.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. I thought it was just going to be some other callback.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like a callback.
Because they really jumped the gun there.
And I was like laughing, and I was laughing too because they try to... they're trying to do that Miami vibe, but they kind of did it pretty like bad. Like they're trying to put in like the Cuban people in the film.
Yeah,
it was kind of funny because it was kind of like how bad it was.
Yeah, DJ Khaled is in this, which was weird.
But what was that? That was a rapper. He was in one of Will Smith's songs. He's like one of those singers.
Probably.
The one Probably. That went chasing, where they're chasing on the bike.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's friends with, like, DJ Khaled or something.
Yeah,
But, yeah, you can kind of see the input there. But I don't know. No, for the most part, I really enjoyed it.
Was the two Cuban cops.
Yeah, they weren't there, but they're probably older now. Probably hard to reach. It has been so many years, so, like, they could literally be... Their characters could be retired or something, you know?
Yeah, but we're trying to bring in, like, I don't know, more, like, a new... Because that was funny in part two.
Yeah.
Those Cuban guys.
Yeah, but you can tell they wanted to try something new and, you know, bring, again, like, that younger generation type of thing. Because they are older, so it does kind of get them with that dynamic of the story.
I just thought it was funny that they just tried to do the Miami vibe, but they didn't know how to do it. So it was
Michael Bay style.
Yeah, because they would just play a random Spanish song. A song.
Yeah, I hated the whole mainstream music. But Bad Boys 1 did the same thing, but it was like music from the 90s, so it was cooler. But the music now kind of sucks, so it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
That's it's the thing. Like, cause...
Aquaman, when they put the Pitbull.
Yeah, so like, okay. But, is there anything else in spoilers that we didn't talk about?
The main thing was the captain death and how the
captain... And the son,
I think that's pretty much it, because everything else is funny. The movie is just funny. Like, it was
really... Oh, and I do appreciate...
The captain, his love interest. Oh, I guess...
Oh, yeah.
Which
doesn't matter now.
Yeah.
I did appreciate, though, at least they were acknowledging how ridiculous the villain was, and they were making fun of it. Because they did get some good jokes out of it. You know, her being the witch and the bruja. Like, that was good. Those jokes were funny. So that worked. In that sense, it worked. But then when you kind of think about it, it's like, well, yeah. Like, it didn't have to be... Yeah. Did he have to be a son? You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, it didn't have to be a son.
Didn't have to be a son. It could have literally, like, okay, it was some...
Or, okay, I don't know. You do the son, but you kill him. Because he said he was going to kill him.
Yeah, no, but he couldn't, because for his character arc. But the son should have died, at least. I think that would have made it better.
Yeah, the mom should have shot him.
Yeah, when he shot him, he should have died.
Just shoot him one more time. Just shoot him one more time. Confirm it.
Yeah, then the girl dies, then the mom dies. That's it. It's over. It's done. His past is done, or whatever. But then now they're, like, kind of stuck now. And they only did it because it's going to set up the future movie. Because now his son is like a badass guy and he's going to go out there.
Yeah, he's going to be gonna like the orders. He's sort of like the Jason Statham kind of. He's going to be like the badass. Will Smith. Or more like Hobbs.
Yeah, he's gonna replace Will Smith now, basically.
Yeah.
So, because they literally say it in the movie, he's me. You know, like.
Yeah,
like
I know.
Another Gemini Man moment.
Yeah, it's enough.
He's me.
Maybe Benioff, he wrote that line.
Yeah. So. So yeah, I don't know. Let's see what happens in the future. Really enjoyed this one.
Hopefully, 4 is the last one. Hopefully. What did you think of the ammo team?
They were fine. It wasn't too bad. Again, I was laughing with the movie, so it was okay. You know, like the comedy works. I was willing to forgive everything else because it is kind of ridiculous. The ammo team, like, it's super like B movie action. You know, like it's so unrealistic. Like Vanessa Hudgens with the MP5 and. Like, I don't know, like, the way she was holding it, I was like, I don't know. But it's fine. But yeah. the other characters were actually really funny. The Asian guy, he was fine. He didn't do too much. He had to play the douchey guy.
Yeah.
But I think what they did with it was funny, with Will Smith and him. So,
it
worked. I thought it was going to be worse.
I thought it was funny that they tried giving that big guy, like, a little arc there.
I liked it though. Violence. I thought it was funny.
It was funny though.
I'll pay for the therapy, you know. Okay. I wish they had done more with that though. I wish like they should have let him explode a little bit longer because that whole action scene of him like kicking everybody's ass, I thought that was really cool. They should have worked with that a little bit more. Yeah, they kind of rushed
that was, it. Yeah, that was pretty cool. And it was kind of funny how he just charges at a wall.
Yeah,
at a
little,
like pillar, and he just knocks it down.
Yeah, they should have showed more of that. But they kind of showed it real quick, and then back to Will Smith and his character moment. So I was like,
movie is like on Will Smith.
Oh yeah,
the whole
yeah.
time, like it's like Will Smith is there.
Yeah, I'm sure Will Smith was hard after reading the script.
Oh yeah, it's just him.
because yeah, I like that arc of the therapy. He's like, "All right, I'm gonna do it," and he starts kicking it. Like I thought that was funny. I do wish there was another scene of, again, calling back to the first two. It would have been awesome. You know, like, that's how you drive from now on, that's how you drive.
Yeah.
That's how you shoot from now on, that's how you shoot. And Martin Lawrence didn't want to fight in this one. Like, he wasn't a good fighter, so I thought maybe him fighting and beating someone up.
He did, like, a promise.
Yeah, so, like, God. I thought maybe he kicked someone's ass or something. He's like, okay, like, that's how you fight now. You know what I mean? Something like that would have been cool, but we didn't get that callback, and it would have...
Like, he was just so funny, because, like, when the girl is, like, stabbing him, like I don't know why, the way he was doing it, it was just funny.
Yeah, he's like old and he's aware of it, you know. I just again, I wish there was like that moment with Will Smith acknowledging him doing something better, like maybe getting like he was getting beat up the whole movie, so maybe one time he actually fights back and wins, and that would have been like a cool, you know, like a funny moment. But they didn't do that. I think that was the last thing I had in mind that they didn't. Because I was waiting for it from the whole movie because he was like, no, man, I don't do that anymore. So I was waiting for that moment. But they didn't do it. They didn't do it. I guess they thought they couldn't pull it off.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anything else before we wrap it up?
I think that everything.
That's pretty much everything, right? I don't think I missed anything. I was a little disappointed with that. I was waiting for that moment. I thought, the therapy kid or the techie kid, I thought that was funny. It actually could have been used a little bit more. I thought that was good. Because I like that whole idea of him. He's a tech guy, but he's really strong. And then him going out there and beating everybody up.
And he made Will Smith more of a killer. He's headshotting people. He's a John Wick style.
He wanted to be his own John Wick. But, I think that's pretty much it. I think...
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of anything else, but
it was a fun movie.
It really is, guys. It's a lot of fun. It's a solid sequel. For me, it's like the third best, but just because, I don't know, I really enjoyed the first two. Two is super crazy and messy. It's, you know, but it just has the Michael Bay stylistic
touch,
Miami touch, and it works, you know. Guys. Anything else, Josh, before we wrap it up? I think that's it, right? All right, guys. That's everything. Thank you guys so much for listening. And if you're watching on YouTube, thank you. Hope you guys are enjoying it. Thanks again for all the great views on 1917. I'm really glad you guys enjoyed that. You know, feel free to leave a like or subscribe. And, you know, we'll be posting more videos. I got the short film It's going to be releasing this week already. I'm almost done with it, so stay tuned for that. We'll be having another podcast for you guys this week again, so stay tuned to next time, guys, and thank you. Goodbye.